I always feel like the full moon in Pisces is a big one, and full moon marks a completion cycle from the new moon. So the new moon in Pisces was on the 13th of March, and as we close out that completion cycle, I always feel like this is big full moon. The Pisces full moon is a mutable water moon, liable to change, lots of emotions, deep subconscious emotions. And the archetype with Pisces is all about the superconscious and the subconscious and the things that you can see in between that. And it's ruled by Neptune, and Neptune makes things a little bit hazy. I recently read, which really described Neptune, that when you're underwater with a friend and they're shouting and they're talking to you and you can kind of hear them, but you can't make out the message. I feel like that's what this Pisces full moon is. And the Pisces full moon happens in Virgo season because on the nodal axis, it is opposite, and they polarize each other. So Pisces typically is where we can fall into our victimhood, or we can step into our leadership, and it's represented by the two fish. So at any one time, we can choose to step into either of those roles. And we move opposite to Virgo. She is the healer, and is where we heal all of those wounds that come up with the subconscious. So you might notice that some of your shadows have come up, and they can look like anything. You know, I'm not good enough, be a lot of overthinking. Virgo is ruled by Mercury, and Mercury is a mentalist. It's all head work. It's all overthinking, critical thinking, being really, really judgmental. And Virgo is the judgiest sign, according to some people. And that's not always a bad thing, because with judgment comes discernment, and we should always use our discernment in situations just to keep a level head. I feel like this full moon is a big one, and a lot of people will be feeling it. And I think as well, even if you don't have a lot of water placements in your chart, and if you're unsure of what water placements you do and you don't have, there is a link in my bio to go and take a look at your chart. But there's a lot of emotions coming with this full moon, and there's a lot of shadows coming, a lot of overthinking, and a lot of judgment of self. Now, I don't think these are a bad thing, really, because we can learn so much about ourselves when we go through these little blips. We're heading into Libra season in a day or two, a couple of days, and we then head into season of relationships and money and where those things then sit for us. So in the last days of Virgo season, we are clearing out all of that. This Pisces full moon also represents spirituality and consciousness as a whole. And while Pisces works together with Neptune, and you know, Neptune's all about the polarity of utopian and dystopian. Neptune is a slow moving planet, so these things are slowly revealed, which is why there may not be a lot of clarity on this full moon. And we often see things on social media about letting go, but if you don't know what you're letting go of, then this full moon will just literally fall on deaf ears. We can work with that energy synergistically, and we can transmute all of those things that are coming up for us, because we're moving into Libra season in a couple of days, and that is all about romance. Romance of others, romance of self, romance of life. But in the meantime, you may experience some of the mystical that goes with Pisces. You know, you might have great ideas, maybe carry a journal and a pen. You might have future visions. You know, it sits in the Grand Trinity of water houses, and they mark the psychic houses of the zodiac and where we are given the gift of sight. There will be a lot of change, and there might be a lot of reveals, because Neptune reveals super slow, but definitely reveals. And in Virgo season, it just goes over the finer details. Virgo is a perfectionist. The archetype is perfection and critical on themselves, sometimes on others, when that perfection falls a little bit short. So maybe just sort of go easy in that area. But I'm also thinking that any creativity that comes up, ideas, concepts, anything that you've been working on, even relationships as we move into Libra season for the last 6 months, are going to come to a head. That's not a bad thing. That is just, again, we've got that slow reveal of Neptune, of what's going to work for us and what isn't. And we still have quite a few planets in retrograde, and they come out of retrograde. I think they're all out by the 13th of October. That should ease up, and they're mainly in a forward facing position. Now that's good news. Apart from Mercury's little bugger, who is going in a week or two, and we have just entered his pre-retrograde shadow. So if your technology is having a moment, the iPhone needs to be switched on and off, or if you've got an Android, just understand that these little things happen. Now's a good time. Like, Mercury is really good. Mercury retrograde gets a bad rap, but I quite like Mercury retrograde. It's a really good time for a detox, a digital detox, because life can be pretty full on, especially when you accept information constantly through your phone, whether that's news, social media, friends and family. You're always expected to be available. And yeah, Mercury is just a good time to be like, I'm not here. This is known as the harvest moon, so I suppose questions around what have you harvested? Did your crop come in? What did you learn about the last growth season? Because we are in Earth season, in Virgo season, and it's all about astrology, agriculture. Where are you sustainable? You know I love an Earth season. Where are you sustainable? Where can you integrate information a little bit better, being in Virgo, ruled by Mercury? Where can you be more practical? Where can you create more stability in your everyday? Virgo is all about the everyday. Those everyday structures and how you bring them in, and how create renewability on a daily basis. Renewability on a daily basis. And renewability causes and leads to resilience. And it's all about being resilient. And, you know, taking a look at what you've endured and where you've been persistent, what's working, what's not working. I think now's like a time in the last couple of months of 2021, where can you be more robust with your boundaries? What's feasible, what isn't? What can you allow to grow organically, or what are you going to force? What's viable in your crops? You see, this harvest moon is really, it's just really a point of assessment, and that critical thinking that comes with the Virgo archetype, and that higher mind that comes with Mercury, and it's really fast, and, you know, sifting through that information that you're receiving quite fast, and understanding where that sits for you, and what is actually unsustainable in this current climate, and how that looks with your ability to be sustained, to be supported, to be authentic. When we're looking on a scale of polarity, you know where we're going to be from now until next March. What are your goals? What is it they say? A goal without a plan is just a wish. Are we wishing, or are we manifesting in this Earth season? Are we digging deep? And to be fair, I don't think you'll have a choice, because Pisces is that super. It's like Jungian astrology, Freudian astrology. It's deep. It's deep.